me, did people, who used bolsters rather than pillows? Or did they still have pillows?
They still had pillars. They used the bolsters to make the bed look nice, I think.
So. And where would they keep the pillows during the daytime?
I guess in their closet.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the things that are made out of patchwork?
Quilt.
Did you ever use quilt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor?
Pellet.
Mm-hmm. If you say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Okay. Anything else for rich soil? It's very... Mm-hmm. What do you call lowland along the stream? And sometimes
that's bottom.
Mm-hmm. How about a low-lying grassland?
Valley.
Okay. A field that might be good for nothing more than raising grass and clover and alfalfa and things like that. It's just a flat land. But it's, what else could you call it? Anything else? Is that a name for it?
Lowland would be all I know.
Okay. Suppose there was some land that had water standing on it most of the time. What do you call that?
Swamp.
Okay. How about where salt hay grows along the sea? We don't live near enough to see.
I don't know about that.
Okay. What different kinds of soil do you have in a field? Like if it was part sand and part clay, what would you call that? Sandy
land. Some of it's called sandy land. Some gray land.
Okay.
Some red land.
If they're getting water off the marshes, and so that it'll be dry, you'd say they're doing what to the marshland or the swamp land?
Draining.
Okay. What would you call the thing that they dig to get the water off?
Thank you.
What do you call the shallow arm of the sea, like a narrow bit of water that flows in and out along the sea? Okay. What's a deep, narrow valley cut by water in the woods or in a field? It's a deep, narrow thing. It might be about 10 feet deep, 10 feet wide.
It'd be banked, wouldn't it?
Okay. If it's more like a valley and it really wasn't meant to be anything to carry water in, like sometimes it's dry, what would you call that? But the water had caused it to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you had a real hot, heavy rainfall and the rain cut out the channel across the field, what would you call that?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call a little bit of a small stream of water?
Well, that's the brink.
Okay.
That. I guess the other one would have been a creek.
What's the difference between a creek and a brink?
Well, a creek's wider and deeper, and the brink is smaller.
Okay. What do you call a very small rise in land?
A little hill, knoll. Most of them call them knolls.
Is there any difference in a knoll and a hill?
Yeah.
When would you say knoll and when
would you say knoll? Well, the hill's the highest and the knoll's the smallest.
Okay. What do you call it if it was a very large, bigger than a hill?
Mountain.
Okay. How about the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp? Unless if it just drops right off of...
Peak, would it be called a peak?
Okay.
I don't know much about mountains now.
Okay. Up in, this is another mountain question.
I don't know it.
Up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you call a place between two mountains where they make the road.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that? They can't go over the mountain, so they go between the mountains, and they might have a road through there.